I lost my keys today and I turned the whole house upside down looking for it. Literally everywhere you could possibly
look. Did you find them?
Had the biggest tantrum.
Yeah. And oh, that's the worst kind of tantrum when you lose something and you got to go.
Yeah. And just as I'm about to leave to go to footy, I go, oh, I'm going to put on those shoes. Yeah, I'm not going to wear my boots to training.
They're in the shoe.
They're in the shoe.
Yep. Do you know what I always say when, you know, one of my family members is like, oh, Jesse's lost this. He's lost this. Mm. I say, no, misplaced.
yeah.
Misplaced. It'll come back to me. Unless it's, you know, it's in the abyss.
Well, that's what I was like initially, but yeah, when it took me all day.
Yeah.
I was a bit worried.
Well, I'm glad they're back, mate.
I have to invest in the AirTag.
Yeah. Well, something to think about. I think I've lost every possession I've ever owned besides my keys. I don't know why. I'm always fine with the keys.
Really?
Because they're big and yeah.
Yeah, well, they're
and clunky loud. And yeah. Anyway, let's do this podcast
about football.
Yeah. Welcome back to the All Things Kings podcast, everybody. I'm Jesse Finneman, you're Ned Carruthers. Neddy boy.
Jess, how you going?
Not too bad, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I am so pumped to be in a prelim.
In a prelim final.
In a prelim.
Yeah, very exciting.
For my mighty Bings.
Do you know what they always say? Is that prelims are the best because the grand finals have the neutral fans.
True.
So the prelim final is the best game. So if we can get the Kings supporters out there on Saturday.
Yeah, just dominate the crowd. It's our second home.
Yeah, exactly right. Because you just don't know what will happen with, you know, the corporate boxes and all of Gil's friends coming to the granny the following week.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, only like, you know, 30% actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, the atmosphere is completely different. Anyway.
So do you know that makes me?
What?
A two-time prelim player for the Kings.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Yep.
Very nice, mate.
Two-time.
That must be good.
I'm pretty happy about it.
I think I'm a two-time as well.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you, mate.
Oh, together we move.
This is exciting
for us.
It's
very exciting. So let's talk about the week that was. That means the C's and the B's are in to the prelim finals.
Yes, sir.
Now, we won't talk about this game for very long.
No.
But, Jess, tell me what happened.
No, we won't.
Where did we play?
Played Modbury away. 10 a.m. start was a bit earlier.
Oh, right. Okay. Just threw everyone off a bit.
Yeah. We'll blame that. It was not a good day for the C grade after a massive performance the previous week. They went down 0-4 to Modbury's 19 goals, 13, 127.
Wow. Okay. And who was the best players?
They were Whiteman, Chucky, Elfenbein, Watts, Finneman, and Guerin.
Oh, Finneman!
Yeah, Guerin. Yeah.
Well done. That's massive.
Yeah. It's not really, though, is it? Yeah. So, the B grade, he had a great day, mate.
Well, we had a massive day. We got a big win up against Scotch, the club rivals, of course, and playing out at Kingswood Oval, which is the only Jets' home.
No Ash Johnson this time.
No Ash Johnson this time.
Which is good.
I wouldn't have thought he's playing for the B grade, though. Ever.
No, he plays in the VFL now, Ned.
Yeah. Or even the AFL sometimes.
So we have Pembroke 11 goals, 6.72 to Scotch's 4 goals, 12.36. We had goal kickers were Tomo, Will Ross, Sam Ross, Ned Carruthers with one. Hello, okay.
Yeah.
And then Zawinetti with 2, Bichetti with 2, and McClure with 3.
He was very good.
He was
very good. So tell us the best players. Who's the best players? I want to know.
So they were Laurie, Canny, Claire, McClure, and Bichetti.
Oh, the Sheds. Just with a new kid, and now he's just trying to get the best on every week in the B grade, even though he's just a C grade captain.
Exactly. I know. Right.
It's just how it is.
Well, to be fair, he's a legend, Ned, so don't try, you know, take him down.
I know, he is absolutely. I love Sheds.
He's trapped you into that one. It's great. But no, a great result for the twos, a confidence booster that will see him through to a very important game this week. So, Neddy, we have to turn the attention, my friend.
We do. So, moving to prelims, it's Kings v Jets. So the C grade are playing Unley, the B grade are playing Unley.
Yep.
But the good news is it's kind of at our second home. It's at Nord Oval.
It's at Nord Oval. We love that place.
There is a $10 entrance fee for all spectators.
Yeah.
That's just how it is in the finals at neutral venues. But I'm so pumped for this.
Yeah, it's massive, mate.
The B grade haven't beaten Unley yet this season. We've gone 0-3, but every time we've been so close.
Yeah.
And there's just a few little things we need to tweak, and we're right there.
Yeah.
We're right there. So I've got every confidence that the Bings can get up this week, and likewise for the C grade. I know that they've had some very strong wins against the Jets, but all credit to Unley. They're on their way. They're moving well. They beat Seton coming from, I think, fourth on the ladder. So it's going to be a tough battle, especially in the heat. It's going to be a hot game, and no one's going to be used to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and on a bigger ground than the Haslam, not a massive ground compared to some of the other ones that are neutral grounds that we'll play on in finals. But yeah, it'll be a test and an exciting one, mate. So make sure everyone gets down to Norwood Oval to watch the boys have a run around.
Mm.
Important.
Can't wait.
All right. Well, let's get into our guests, I reckon.
Well, okay. So we've got two rounds of guests. Let's get into it. Let's hear from them.
Let's do it. Any big guests?
Massive guests, Jesse.
We have Steve Bevan, coach of the C grade, and Tom Whiteman, coach of the B grade. How are we, gents?
Very good. Thank you, Jess. Mate. Thanks, Ned. Thanks for having us on.
Welcome back. How many times have you both been on the pod now? Must be a record.
Three?
Yeah, I reckon I've been on maybe three, maybe four. Yeah. I'm losing track now.
Wow.
I've been on here, though.
Seasoned veterans.
Yeah, big guests.
Almost as many as us, mate.
More times than us, I reckon.
Yes.
No, very good. So we've obviously brought you on because...
Massive week.
The B's and C's are through to the prelims for 2023. Massive. What does that mean to you both as coaches?
I'll go first, if that's all right, Tom. Yeah, it means a lot, obviously. I was actually just going back over the squad for the C grade last year for the grand final, and there's only four blokes remaining.
I saw a video of the C grade celebrations last year, and so many notable absences.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I think it means a lot to be able to turn the group around and rejuvenate the squad and to keep it competitive as well. Just shows that, you know, the recruiting's been really strong. Obviously, lots of good young kids coming through the school, which is really exciting. And, they just keep coming out. This year's been huge for Year 12 leavers coming to the club. And they've really bolstered and made our C-grade side really, really strong and competitive this year.
Do you have a favourite, the youngsters?
My favourite is quickly becoming Nathan Too.
Yeah.
With his new layer rising boots. So he's actually really grown into his own as a footballer.
Yes.
He gets better every week. So, yeah, really happy with his work.
Yeah, Nathan's a star. Do you want to touch on him at quiz night as well?
Oh, quiz night was some of the best work I've ever seen from a first year. He was, laying down the groundwork early, but confident he couldn't follow through. If you know what I mean. So, yeah, a bit of a short night for the two men.
Yes.
Back-to-back pods, that's been brought up as well.
Just popular. So, Whitey?
Yeah.
Been here before?
Yep. Yeah. So, I reckon this is our fourth year in a row in the prelim. I suppose, from my perspective, the unique part of it is the fact that there's so much a younger squad this year, new leadership group. So a lot of the older players have moved on, and it's more you get a different sort of enjoyment out of teaching the boys how to play the game rather than letting veterans just go through the motions and trying to temper them. From a prelim perspective, to be absolutely frank, I would have been really disappointed if we didn't make a prelim this year. I sincerely believe that we were the top three, one of the top three sides.
Clearly top three, yeah.
Yeah, and on our day, as good as anyone. So to bow out before this stage would have been a travesty for the footy club and for our squad. Where it goes to from here is just up to the boys. But it's been a great year from that perspective.
Mm.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's a couple outs this week, and it's against a good side. What's it going to take to take it to them and get over the line?
Yeah, the one thing that I've really encouraged this year, and I believe wholeheartedly, is no matter what the 22 that we put on the park, I think we've got a really good system in play, and we've got a good key group that, and Steve's done an outstanding job putting the C graders and the Glams through the same process. So the same thing for us for the A grade, and that's why you would have seen, I think it's 30-odd guys that went through the A grade this year. I reckon it must have been 45 probably gone through the B grade, and C grade must be, you know, who knows how many they've gone through. But the system stays the same, and everybody knows what's going on, and there's an element of encouragement and positivity amongst the playing group so that when you come in, you know you can play your role. We've been pretty lucky too. I mean, we've picked some people out of the dark that probably didn't necessarily get the full support of the supporters and everybody who we brought into the side at the time, but I had absolute faith that they were going to play their role. And not only did they play their role, they played multiple weeks. So, it's one of those things. The system will get us through. The players that are coming in are still outstanding. The 22 blokes are 22 worthwhile and absolutely earned their spot in the side. And as long as we give 110, we'll be fine.
Mm. Yeah. Exciting.
Very good. Both of you have touched on how the inexperience of your sides with some very new players coming through. Has that been rejuvenating for you both as coaches?
Yep.
How's that gone in that process?
Big time for me. As I said, only three or four blokes carried over from last year. It's so exciting to get a whole new group, essentially, meet a whole bunch of new blokes as well, and get a chance to coach new players. It's really exciting. It makes every season feel different, definitely feel rejuvenated this year, and still as hungry for success as ever. So, yeah, it's been really exciting for me.
Is that sad also to see a lot of players go from the last few years, and some of the boys that you've got very used to being in your sides all of a sudden not being there? Is that a big change?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the blokes I was pretty close to as well, especially over the last few years, sort of closer to my age bracket. It's obviously sad to see those guys go, but I think it's just as exciting to get closer to some of the younger blokes as well. There's such a good group of young guys coming through, and even though some of the older blokes seem starting to retire and leave the club, there's just good blokes. It seems to be like a factory just coming out of the school, just good dudes every year. So, yeah, it's still a great squad to be around.
Love to hear that. And for you, Whitey, how's that been in a B grade sense?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I always, like I said earlier, there's an element to kids coming through where you get to teach them again. I've been doing it for a little while now, and they're nowhere near my age group, but the kids coming through are outstanding. I mean, Lounsey brings something. Fruity is fruity. He's freakish, there's so many of those kids that are playing in our side. And you, Nettie, I mean, you're not exactly been around forever and a day. You're still a kid too, but you're an outstanding leader of our side already and of the footy club. So you're only going to go into bigger and better things. But when your entire leadership group is effectively 24 years old, and most footy sides, they're 28, 29 senior players, but not only are the 24-year-olds our leadership group, they're also our senior players. And they've been around the club for a while. So it puts us in great stead going forward for long-term success. Absolutely, it's brilliant. And I hope that that I continue to get to coach these kids for some time to come.
Wow.
It's huge.
That's special.
Nettie, what do you have to say to that compliment?
Heard it here first. All right, we'll move across that compliment.
But he's very uncomfortable with that compliment.
No, but did you just pick up on that last comment?
No, I don't know. Like,
heard it here first. I think it means Whitey's here to stay.
Oh, fantastic. Go that on. Is huge.
That's massive. Yeah.
Well,
wow.
I didn't, make a big thing of that because I just assumed he was.
Oh, well, I don't think anything's ever.
It's very exciting. And nonetheless, fantastic news.
That's massive.
So, Whitey, this weekend, Unley, we've come against them, up against them a couple of times already.
Yep.
Few big matchups in the game. How do you see, what are going to be the pivotal players and battles?
Oh, I think the game will be won and lost in the mid.
Yeah.
And we talked about it quite a bit in the rooms. I don't think we're going to necessarily look to any key matchups per se. I think we need to play our brand and our game, back our midfield in. Maxi's a Rolls Royce, just delivering it every single time to our mids, and our mids just need to play their role. Watto, who hasn't been through there, will run through there this week. Classy player, great skills. We'll pick it up pretty quickly. But with Nettie and Shet's been the muscle through there, and Brad's on one leg. Yeah. We should be fine. And then it's about our half forwards being accountable for their half backs. So they turn it over on the half back line, and we need to be able to close that down when the momentum changes. And we talked about it quite a bit around what momentum looks like, identifying when the momentum changes, because good sides will get on top at times. And it's about us identifying that moment, shutting that down, whether it's going into green time and going one-on-one, slowing the game down, or just forcing the game back onto our terms. It's about the leadership group and the senior players and the ones that have been around for a while identifying that quick enough that we can affect that change before any damage is done on the scoreboard.
Massive.
Very good. And Steve, coming up against Unley again, what's going to be the big matchups? Who do we need to perform at the big stage?
Yeah, pretty similar to what Whitey said. I think it's the same for us. The game's going to be won or lost in the midfield. That's where it all starts. I think we're really solid down back with our back six. I know they've got one big key forward who will play deep, and you know we've got a couple of guys who can go through him. Maybe even you, J-Man. There we go.
Oh.
But yeah, it starts with the middies, and we really just need to get our ball movement going. It was so good 2 weeks ago against Seton, and then we just went into our shells like nothing else last week. So we've just got to make sure we can get back to what we produced. Week one of finals against Seton, get the ball moving quickly, hit those priority one kicks, and not just go into our shells and go for the safe option every time like we did last weekend. But the way we train this week, I'm sure we can get back to what we were doing a couple of weeks ago and really chop through Unley, hopefully, this weekend.
Very promising. And speaking of ball movement, I'm not sure Mickey G was very keen to do some of that tonight, was he?
No, I don't think Mickey G knows how to kick yet. So. No, he's getting better. He was kicking on his left tonight. I think that might even be better than
him. I'm referring to him wanting to go to Gers Road with Teagues tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
A classic story. All right, well, do we have anything else?
I was going to ask that game a couple of weeks ago against Seton. I wasn't there, but like coming down from 4 goals to win by 7 goals, Incredible effort. One of the best the club's seen in a long time, especially in finals. What do you think drove that?
I think that because they were kicking with a fair breeze in the first quarter, so I think the scoreboard didn't really reflect the stage of the game. Like, we were matching pretty well with them early. They got on top of us, obviously, with the breeze. But then our mids just went to another level. Fingers in the ruck was
huge.
Dominant against their really good quality ruckman as well. And once we got on top in that midfield, and we got the ball out into the open space, used our speed, used our skills, and moved the ball with pace, we just ran straight through them, kicked 11 unanswered goals, which was
massive.
Which really
need to see a bit more of that on Saturday.
Big time. Starts with you at the halfback.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming on, coaches. We'll keep it short, sharp, shiny. That's all we need. We know that the boys are super revved to play on Saturday out at Nordover as well. I know you're revved to coach the boys on to the hopefully for a win
and
get into the big dance. Oh, and play, of course. Yep. Player coach, Steve, as well. Sorry. So, really special. Thanks for coming on. Also, heard it here first. Whitey's here to stay.
Signed on. 2024.
I'm pumped by that.
Massive.
Go have dinner. Get a good night's sleep. Let's go.
Thanks, gents.
Thanks very much, lads. Thanks for
having us. Wow.
Fantastic. Exciting.
Very
exciting.
So
great to hear from those gentlemen.
So good.
Big task ahead, but we're not done for the night.
We're not done for the night. We got one more. He's been waiting very patiently.
Yes.
Let's get to him.
Yes. Neddy, another big guest.
Oh, massive guest here.
We have Alex Bredda. Welcome, mate.
Thanks,
welcome,
mate.
Back to the pod.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
We couldn't keep you away.
I know you tried, but you could get Jack Green back on week one. I had to wait till the prelim final. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. Nah,
some would say it's a more important week, though.
It's an OG All Things King sandwich for the season.
Okay. True.
Think about it.
True.
Well,
true.
That's saying, yeah, anyway. All right. So.
Well, you. Okay, sorry. I'm too keen.
No.
Cut this.
Leave it.
You go. Okay. So Breds, yeah. you've your back on the pod.
Yep.
For a new production that you've done for the Kings. So you started the pod, and now you're moving on to bigger things.
Graduated bigger and better things.
Yeah. So does this mean that we get what he is doing next?
Mate, go for it. That's all I can say. Go
think
for
this
it.
This is hard work.
Sorry to cut you off, but you're here to talk about our recent release of Good to Be Green, our documentary series. First of all, I got to say, I don't want to be taking any of the credit for it. I think it all has to go to Andy Lee. I think we've all seen him out and about. Mm-hmm. He's done an amazing job with it, as everybody would have seen. So, I just want to get off the bat straight away. Like, any praise needs to go to him because he's done an awesome job.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
We've seen the first couple episode drops. It's been
first
fantastic.
First two episodes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how's this response been to those so far?
Good so far. I think we're obviously speaking Thursday, just released Sources episode today. We knew we were going to get a pretty strong response with that.
Yeah, awesome.
Because I think a fair few people had seen the first one anyway. The whole playing group had seen it. So it wasn't really anything new to a lot of people. But the Source one, we all know Source's story and... I think a lot of people probably not so close within this friendship group, and even a couple of external friends out, probably know what he had to deal with and what he went through. So,
and also off the back of that, how resilient he's been.
Exactly. Like,
it's awesome.
You see, I think he has mentioned in the pod, in the doc. Sorry, I'm just saying the pod. It's incredible, just like seeing back.
Yeah.
And like he was back in day one preseason.
Yeah.
Like that's unbelievable stuff. Yeah, but anyway, I digress. But I think we knew we were going to get some decent response from that. There's been some decent response from the school as well, which is great. We're always trying to build that relationship. So it's good. Well, it's good to see.
So what has the school said?
So I think an email got sent to your mum from the principal, Mark Staker.
Oh.
And he's very happy with it, which is good to see. I haven't actually met Mark myself, but I've heard he's a great guy. So, I heard he's really keen to get involved.
Helped out on the Barbie.
Yeah. From all accounts, he's really keen to, see what we do here. And this is a great way to show it, I guess.
Fantastic. So mate, start from the start. How did the idea for the sort of video series come about?
So I remember I met with Kathy at the start of last year because I think last year was my first year on the board. I can't really remember. It's all sort of melded into one of the last years.
Been so long, mate.
But, feels like it has. And I sort of raised the idea then, but realised, we pretty quickly thought, no, that's too much. We can't do that.
Yeah.
And then brought Ned Kennett on to sort of share my role on the board this year, and we had a chat and just thought, like, one of my mantras has been with this social stuff, year on year, it's got to get better every year.
Yeah.
Like, because we've seen, like, the rest of the amateur league.
Do you know who else says that?
Who says that?
Bezos.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the many parallels between us. But. Good one. But, yeah, so, like, obviously we've done a fair bit in the socials and, like, had a bit of fun. And, when I said that, Ned was like, well, Andy Lee, who he's best mates with and I went to school with as well, he's just gotten into video production. And I think I'm so glad this has all worked out because I've never seen anything that Andy had done before.
Yeah. It's scary.
And I didn't think about it at the time. I was so excited that, like, we could kind of get a videographer.
Get it over the line at that time, yeah.
But, like, because I know how – and. Not saying we're getting Andy on the cheap because we're not, but I know how expensive videographers are. Like, we have one who's a friend of mine come and shoot the grand final last year, which I'm sure you guys remember. And he's one of the best in the state, and he was quite expensive. So that was the main thing. And when we discussed with Andy, we realized, hey, we can work this out. And I think I was just too excited by that. I was let's do it.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen anything he did.
So I hear people talk about, on your point, is like weddings. Apparently that's like one of the biggest expenses for a wedding.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mates rate with Andy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting him for my wedding. I'm still single.
It's a bit far away. I actually feel like I didn't answer your question properly there, though. It was the start of this year, we sort of came up with this and started toy around with it. And that was opening days of preseason, and Andy was so good. Came out straight away before we really properly agreed on anything and started shooting. And yeah, a lot of good vision from back then. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And how long have you spent working on it since the start, really? Or has it just been continuous the whole way
through? Pretty continuous. Like, there was, yeah, we were pretty keen at the start. We want to do a lot. And a lot of it at the start was figuring out how it was going to work.
Yeah, format and stuff.
Yeah, because obviously it's hard to... We didn't want to film everything. Go back to the start. So I think the idea with usually how these docuseries are made is you film everything, you get to the end, and then you storyboard it together. But we're just like, nah, let's do this on the fly.
Dangerous.
So it doesn't really matter what the end result is, but let's just focus on the things we want to highlight from our footy club. Realistically, like, we're a footy club, and yeah, we love success. And if we could capture some success in the doc, that's great. But I kind of want to highlight how good it is to play footy here.
How good it is
to be a part of this club.
And those little sub... And this is what, like, you know, the ones on Netflix and stuff do is they have these little subplots.
Yeah.
And these little other stories that might seem less significant. They aren't necessarily. And you can delve into that in, like, a longer journey towards hopefully winning a premiership and that sort of thing.
Exactly. So, I mean, that was the goal. Obviously, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out with the A grade.
Yeah.
That sucks. I think B grade, obviously B grade and C grade still alive. So, hopefully that culminates in a flag. That'd be awesome. But, yeah, I mean, we just wanted to highlight everything and a lot of storyboarding at the start. We're kind of hoping the first episode would be out in round three. Came out this week.
Yeah.
So pushed back a bit. And it got pretty tight towards the end, but we got it out, which is good.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be a bit of time until the next one's come out because Andy's just gone away for a bit.
Yep.
But I think that will work well because people would have been checked out by footy for a bit, rounding into preseason again, and everyone's ready to go. Ready for more content.
Very good.
So on that, how many more episodes are there?
So there's gonna be three more episodes. One about the wonderful Pembroke Queens.
Great.
And I just want to say, so we're looking for sponsors for the whole series, but sponsors for that episode in like specifically from the Queens community, because we know there is a wonderful Queens community. All the parents are always out here watching games. We feel like we haven't done enough to really galvanize that community, and we want this to be one of the main things we do. We want to show off how great it is. So, you know, we're...
The call's out there.
Yeah, the call's out there. You know, we're sort of saying if you get on board in that one, you see it before anybody else.
Yeah.
You have your name on it, obviously. Yeah. Like you would have seen as 25 Stay Alive and Skin Check Champions in Harry's episode. Mm. So, yeah, if you can, get in touch with Kathy, myself. I don't really care. But just, yeah, I'd love to see some more names on there. So the Queens will be one of them.
Mm.
Our beloved Rezzies will be another because that's been a major focus for the footy club this year. Really getting around that group. And, yeah, hopefully that ends with a flag. That'll be incredible. And lastly, it's about the social element of the club. So behind the scenes, stuff we all love.
Yeah. And I actually haven't been interviewed for that one yet.
You haven't?
No.
We haven't actually done any interviews for that one.
Okay, great. So that's all good.
Well, I was wondering when we were going to come on as...
Yeah,
the podcasters who are like,
sounds like
journalists of the club.
Yeah, I was surprised he hasn't been in to film you guys.
Yeah, well, you know,
might mock it up later on.
Episode 5 is a while away. It's cool. It's fine.
Just one of those slow motions where we're like smiling at each other.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good to me.
Wouldn't be that far off of us if we laugh, but.
So this is obviously taking a lot of work. Has there been any funding towards this? How is there sponsorship towards it? How's it working?
So Barb Allett, who you'd be very familiar with, Ned, of course.
Grandma's your next door neighbour, mate.
True. Was our first sponsor, and we're really grateful for that. Barb, her support is amazing. And we're really keen to emphasise, you know, while the sponsorship of the doc is for the doc, the funds don't really go towards that. They go towards the club. They go towards building the mateship that we show so well in this documentary, building this environment that we show so well, and you know, improving anything we can improve around here. Because you know, while everybody kind of takes this football club for granted, I did at the start. Yeah. You know, when I first started playing, I just thought footy's rocked up to the ground by themselves. I don't know who took them there. I didn't know, like, you know, about how much the tape cost. I didn't know about all of that. But, yeah, you know, having grown a bit older and seeing the sort of back end of that, it's...
And being mates with Gabe, who runs a very
I look forward to those forecasts every
month. Yeah, it's the best part of my month. Yeah.
A bit of board chat there, but...
best kind of chat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. But no, it does take a lot to run a football club like this, and especially one that tries to do so much more than just be a football club, which is what we're trying to do. So if you want to keep making this club a better place, get on board, tell your boss to get on board, you know, your friends, whatever. Like, the more the merrier.
that is on top of, you know, putting your name on this doco if you, that's what
you're... Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Because obviously this is something that we're trying to push to the community as a whole as well. Yep. This isn't just going towards the Pembroke Kings and Queens community. Sure. This is something that's actually going beyond that, isn't it?
Yeah, there's hopes that, I mean, there's been a bit discussion, I'm not going to go into that, but like about how far we could push this out and how far we could push some of these episodes out. And
they'd be a big reach.
Yeah, they're pretty exciting, those discussions. So if you want to get your name on it, there's still time. Because
this is not being done by any other amateur.
No, yeah.
That's an important thing to note. Yeah.
And it's not been done yet, but it's going to be done next year. So be on board for the first one. Massive. And like every other club's going to start doing it now. So be on board for the first one. That's all I have to say.
Huge. Trendsetters.
Massive. Yep. Well, thanks for coming on, Breds.
Thanks for having me, boys.
So thank you, mate. It's great to have you back.
It's great to be back. And you guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
I heard the end of Alex Forster's episode last week when he had a crack at me about you guys being a lot better than me, and I agree with him. So, I know how hard it is coming in here every Tuesday and Thursday night after a long night of training, long day at work. So, well done, boys. You be really happy with yourselves, done a great job, and hopefully you go again next year.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Next year?
We'll see.
All right. Soon work has some contract stuff. Great job, guys.
Thank you, mate.
It's an honour as well to hear that from...
It is.
Oh, come on, mate. Podcast royalty, I get it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get home. Yeah. Thanks, Brids.
See you, mate. Thank you. Fantastic, Ned.
Jesus. There's good things happening here at the kingdom.
Yeah, this place, man. Oh, something God. So special.
Wow. I love comparing Brids to the next Jeff Bezos. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Well, he's actually the CEO of Amazon, mate.
Yeah. I know. So Breds is on to do good, very, very big things.
Yeah. No. I think Breds is going to be the next Jeff Bezos. You heard it here first. So two things to take away tonight. White is the coach in 2024 and Breds is the next Jeff Bezos.
Wow. That's two things I didn't expect to be leaving here.
Yeah, neither did I.
Make sure you get to Nord Oval. Two prelims for the Kings. That's the C's and B's against the
10-15,
Jets.
10-15, 12-15.
That's it. That's always at the same time. Make sure you bring 10 dollarinos to get in. Unless you're a player, you better have a ticket. And don't forget it, Fruity. But let's go. I hope that we're doing another pod and we talk about the big dance.
Me too, mate. Can't wait. Let's go. All right. Thanks, my friend.
Bye, mate.
Bye.